This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bonte Hill in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Bonte. What's up, Bonte?
I walk out to Thrive City, and the first thing I see is Willard the Dibs in front of the All-Star banner looking big time. Man, 95.7 game must be making some money right now. Get you guys outside the studio looking good.
It's pretty sweet.
Sounding good. And yeah. Got my guy Granny out here looking cold. I thought he went to Oregon. It's looking soft over here, shivering.
I know.
Like, dude, it's 60 degrees. Relax
over
there.
Dude, we've been in the shade, and it's funny because when you're like 8 feet that way, it's nice, warm sunshine. And your boy Tim Jordan, engineer extraordinaire.
Look at him. It's like it's 20 degrees or something. Well, it's not that cold.
His rapper name would be Two Hoods.
Two Hoods.
He's also on his ninth hour out here. So.
Yeah, he is overworked. But I mean, he makes all the big bucks. He makes more than anybody here. So,
combined.
I mean, you see what he does from 9 a.m. or actually 6 a.m. to about 2 p.m.
Too much.
He does really nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he just walks around doing nothing.
Plug two things in and hang out. You know?
Shasky, my mic flag. Okay, sure. I got you, Shasky. I mean, come on. Hey, Tim Jordan. What a life.
We got a lot of people that want to weigh in. Stay right where you are. We're coming to you. Bonte can even ride with you as well as he gets ready to go over to NBC Sports Bay Area to take care of things tonight. Andrew Wiggins remains questionable.
Okay.
All right. We're getting close to the game time. They still have not announced him as out. All right, so we'll keep you up to date there. But, Bonte, what was your reaction to the effort last night? Down three players.
Well, I was playing with Baby Chez's Encanto house, and she was Maribel, and I was Abuela. So I had to play the little voice, and my phone just starts going crazy, and it's the big graphic by Sham Sarania.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga, benched. And I'm thinking, wait, he's out of the rotation already?
Right.
Three games? And he ends up playing the season high in minutes. So, finally on the morning roast, we asked callers, like, hey, does it matter if people start? We've had this discussion when Chris Paul came aboard. And I always had the philosophy, especially with this team under Steve Kerr, we've seen many times, he'll start a third quarter, it'll be a different five. You know, it'll be maybe a different center, a different small forward. And this is how Steve Kerr is going to do it. So is it the final five? That's what we should worry about is the Yankees. Oh, wow. We're going back to L.A., baby.
Yep.
Going back to L.A. Let's go. Put some pressure on the Dodgers. But I didn't make – it's like he got a season high in minutes. And if you play well, you're going to get 25 to 30 minutes. Now, how do they come and what type of combinations? The starting thing has not mattered to me with this organization for a long, long time. So the graphic was very misleading.
Yeah, agreed. The only thing that, for me, if I was Jonathan Kuminga, that would maybe get to me is it's a contract
it
year.
Is.
So if you're seen around the league as a reserve,
right,
then even if you're getting 25, 30 minutes, you're still not a starter. So why would another team go out there and break you off the big bag?
Yeah, no doubt. They want to see you. So you got to make every second count, right? You have to make every possession count. You got to play defense. You got to play the right way. And if you play the right way in this system, the Warriors will get you paid. They've gotten people paid in the past. And so Kuminga just dots his I's, crosses his T's, and play his ass off like he did last night, which started off hairy. It's in his head. And look, that's going to be something that lingers. We see it all the time with guys in contract years where it's like, boy, if I'm not playing well, that's $1 million. Well, I had a great game. That's another $2 million. So that's going to be something we monitor all season long with Jonathan Kuminga, especially because he's a young player and the history he's had here with this organization.
You have been steadfast with this idea of doesn't matter who starts. My question is, does it matter to him, though?
Yeah, it probably does.
And that's what we're wondering right now. And that's tough. Like, the eyes are on him. I keep going back to what Steph Curry said last week, though, where this needs to be an almost egoless locker room. And so he hadn't caused any problems yet, but you don't like hearing sort of underneath the sheets that he's not digging it.
But you know what, though? The transparency between Steve Kerr and Kuminga, and then what he said after the game was indicated on NBC Sports saying, I need to be a professional.
Yep.
I just need to play basketball, play hard, help my team win, and things will take care of itself. So I saw maturity right then and there. I saw maturity actually last season when he went to the media and caused a rift when Jokic hit the big buzzer beater on that 25-4 run by the Nuggets, and Kuminga said, yep, that's it. I'm done. done. He didn't play the final 18 minutes, but the way he responded the rest of the season, averaging nearly 20 points a game and playing his butt off to say, oh, wait, we may want to keep this guy around. So he's responded in the right way, and I like the way he responded last night.
And what about the idea, I'm sorry, partner, about
Kadir's got to get his touches, man.
I get excited. He really does, Bonte.
Hey, baby Taz even saying, where's Dibbers at, man? You know, I'm trying to fade the Dibbers, man, and Marcus is ball hogging, causing all kind of shot clock violations.
I don't want to lose too much money.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose too much money.
I mean,
who'd you take last week?
I lost.
You took the Cowboys?
No, I took the Niners.
Okay, all right.
Monday night, I took the Giants. I took Danny Dimes.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, if Malik Nabers can catch the football, maybe we get the cover, but I got another lock for you tomorrow, fans.
Can't wait.
Don't you fret. You fade me again. I'm only 3 games below 500, right? I'm ready to get hot again.
I ride with you, Dibs. I rode with you last week, man. I ride with you.
Don't lie with him because your suit looks nice.
Yeah,
you're going to be wearing.
It's going to be the only suit I can wear, too. Messing with Dibs.
Dude, and the pocket square game is legit.
Black suits for sale.
The pocket square.
You're going to be in a Hawaiian shirt pretty quick.
And I need those Chanel purses. We got to get this off, man. We got some debt to pay.
The wedding is off. You guys going to have to elope. You know, keep riding with the Dibber.
I'm trying to do that anyway. I'm trying to save a buck. I'm trying to save a buck.
Take it from someone who's had a few of these. Save your damn money. Anyway, let's go to Steve in Fairfield. Steve, you're on with Willard and Dibs and Bonte, too. What's up?
Hey, great, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm a team-first guy, but this thing with Kuminga, it's only going to resolve itself one of two ways. There's only one of two ways. One, he earns himself back into the starting lineup, or two, he gets traded. If you're expecting a 22-year-old that feels he's a star on the rise to come off the bench continually for the rest of the year, no matter how many minutes he's got, it's just not going to work. Number two, he saw how young guys look up to the vets, and he saw what happened with Clay. He saw when they tried to bench Clay, and they said, Clay, you're not coming back, and Brandon couldn't handle the starting lineup, and Clay had a great second half and came back to it. Trust me, Kuminga, you're just hearing the beginnings of his complaints if he doesn't start. He's going to either start or he's going to get traded. There's no in-between.
Interesting, Steve. I don't necessarily know.
I don't buy that, Steve.
Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere near that yet. I just think the reason this is already a story, and I don't know if you guys agree with this, there's been so much drama the last 2 years that, like, even the first sign of it, and we're already pretty sensitive to it. That's kind of what I'm feeling today.
I also think that Jonathan Kuminga might be better off as a player coming off the bench, and last night is a very small sample, but what I was saying to Mark, Bonte, and I want to throw this by you if Mark allows it, when he comes off the bench,
let me check.
He doesn't have to worry about deferring to Wiggins and Steph offensively.
Exactly.
If it's just him and Buddy and GP2 and maybe Looney, now you can be a more forceful scorer.
It's such a good point, Debra. Look at Buddy Hill just last night. He started.
It was all right.
It was a good point. It could be like Shasky just interrupted.
Okay.
Shasky does it.
I'll be honest, Bonte, I didn't hear it because I don't listen to him. What did he say?
You see what
I already forgot.
Exactly.
Oh, I listened to it. Trust me. Baby Tess is like, don't cheat. She actually rides in the back of the car. It's like, wow, she hasn't told me to change the station yet. All right, let's keep riding here. So you guys are doing something well. Maybe it's Mark's voice because that's all she hears most of the time.
Deep and very consoling. Yeah.
No, seriously.
Buddy Hill from Willard. There we go.
Buddy Hill came off the bench in the third quarter yesterday.
Yes, he
didn't have it rolling. Came off the bench. Lenny Waters is cooking, plays. And then look at Moses Moody. Doesn't play the entire second quarter. So I think Kuminga is taking lessons, even as Steve brought up Klay Thompson last year. Klay told us on the postgame show, hey, now that I'm coming off the bench, I can see how the game is flowing. It's a lot easier for me now. So to your point, Dibs, I do think with the combinations coming off the bench, playing next to Looney, who's a great communicator defensively, and he's going to be able to get touches and go to the rack, the bench is not a bad thing. But Steve Kerr also hinted that once Stephen Wiggins gets back, Kuminga may go back into the starting lineup. But as long as you're getting minutes, can you be productive in the minutes that you get? It's a team thing. They're trying to get back to the playoffs here, man. They got bills to pay here at Chase Center. So we don't have time for egos because, to your point,
I think, I don't know if this is going to be the final roster by the end of the season. I think everything's up in the air
probably
with this Minnesota Warriors team.
Probably not. Yeah. Moses Moody, by the way, how interesting last night. How often do you start the game? You're a starter, and then you're also on the floor in garbage time.
Yeah.
When, you know, when number 61 comes in to finish your 20-point lead. You know, Moses Moody has got the weirdest ride, man. Let's go to Kevin in San Mateo. Willard Dibbs, Bonte on the plaza. What's up, Kevin? No, Kevin. Let's go to George in Los Altos. George, are you there? No, George. Let's go to Mike and
Santa
Clara.
Damn, I ran everybody off.
Let's go to Mike and Santa
Clara. There goes your ratings. Yeah. There goes your ratings.
Let's go, Mike.
Oh, man. Hey, the ratings are good.
Business is booming, Mike. Go.
Hey, man. Hey, first off, I gotta say that I feel blessed to actually have Monty on here also. So
I appreciate that.
I just want to say that. Yeah. Love you, Bonte.
I love you too.
What I wanted to say was, out of anything, Kuminga needs to know exactly what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Role is in this case. And what I mean by that is the Warriors have always been a team sport. And he needs to know when, if he's coming off the bench, it's not a hit on him. It's a matter of fact of, like, you know, especially with, like, you know, Steph and everyone else out right now, we need to play the players that need to be played at that point. So it's nothing on him. He just needs to get with the program in regards to how Steve Kerr plays the team. And Steve Kerr is no joke. He knows how to play the players. He needs to understand that. And I just feel like he doesn't understand that. I just feel like he's looking for the payday at that point. And I don't blame him. But at the same time, he needs to understand, if you're going to play for this team, you're going to get your payday, but you also need to be a team player. So that's what I had to say, guys.
Mike, thanks. Yeah, Bonte, what do you think about that? Because where I keep going on this, it feels like Jonathan is not where you'd love him to be in terms of trusting the organization and their plan.
Yeah, it's again, the 4 years, you see it. The rookie year, he doesn't play much. The second year, we see Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome are playing ahead of him because, quite frankly, they may have been ahead of him in terms of helping the team win.
Yep.
He's still trying to figure out his game. The guy was only 20 years old at that point. And then you look at the fourth year here, where is he at? We just got to simplify his role, and we can't freak out over the first 3-4 games. They blew out the Blazers and Jazz by 77 points. When you're playing 12-13 guys, it's going to be tough to find the rhythm here. His time will come. He'll be asked to do some things here, but to the caller's point, simplifying Kuminga's role. Dive into the basket, run the floor hard, rebounding, and playing great, great defense. And when a three-pointer presents himself, I would actually like them to get touches down on the block a little bit more. Get him some early touches like they do with Andrew Wiggins, mid-post, elbow, let him get to the cup, because he's one of the few guys on his team that can actually get to the free throw line.
Exactly.
And you know, the Warriors have been at the bottom of the league when it comes to that for many years in terms of getting free throws. So in terms of the trust of the organization, yeah, he's got some thoughts. He's looking at Cade Cunningham. He's looking at Franz Wagner. He's looking at Jalen Suggs. And
all
he's looking at
guys.
His contemporaries.
Yep.
And they're getting paid and they're getting a lot of runway here. But Kuminga, you're in a winning situation. Those other guys are not, except my Orlando Magic. My league pass Orlando Magic, follow Vic Guerra Company.
League pass Bonte. I love
league
that.
Pass Bonte.
I was
like
driven down all the guys and picked number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All got the bag, including a couple of those guys got $224 million, which is what he wanted. And even his own teammate got money, Moses Moody.
Right.
Small money,
right,
but money. And so
he's not Mo money.
Right. He's not Mo money. He's got Moses Moody money, which is, I'll take $39 million for 3 years. But that's, you know, small money compared to what Kuminga wants. And so I do think there's part of that pressure. And it's not frustrating being on a winning team, but it's not freeing either. Like, if you're Cade Cunningham, look, Detroit's not very good. And they haven't been good. Go out there and just play and have fun and do you, and then he gets paid. Yeah, you'd rather win, but if you're Kuminga, you kind of want the best of both worlds.
Right, you do want the best of both worlds. So if he does want that, then there's some teams that are available that have a lot of money. And those teams that do have some money are not very good teams.
Exactly.
Like the Brooklyn Nets, for example. They're not a very good team. Do you want to go there and lose the games because of the bag, or do you want to play on primetime television and play with the winning organization and learn from one of the best superstars we've ever seen in this league, and Stephen Curry, one of the most humble superstars? So Kuminga's got a lot to think about. Not get it. I wish the contract would have got done, or if Kuminga would have just signed with some money just to get something. Because now, not only is he in his head, maybe with terms of playing time and production, but what if an injury happens?
Yeah.
Like, I did look at Brandon Ayuk, and I know the Brandon Ayuk thing, it didn't go well.
Well, James Wiseman's a good
James
example.
James Wiseman.
He signed a 2-year deal for tiny money, and now he tore his Achilles.
Yep.
So his career may be over, and he never got that, to your point. He never got that big bag.
So that's a concern. Like, if he gets hurt, like, where's that money going to go? But if you play well, and if you play well in the playoffs, because the playoff stage, we don't even know what Andrew Wiggins did during the regular season.
Yep.
We forget that he was an all-star, but we remember how he helped the Warriors get 16 wins on the way to that fourth championship in nine years. So if Kuminga plays well on the biggest stage in March and April, and they get to the playoffs, and he's balling in the 7-game series, that money will be there for him.
Bonte is hanging out. We're on the plaza here, Thrive City, getting ready for the Dubs. It's all brought to you by Xfinity. He's looking at his watch, and hopefully we're not messing up your hair too much with the headset.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Nobody can see it from back.
I like it.
I don't know what I'm doing, Dan. So I'm trying to hold off for dear life.
The
soft spots in the corners. I can't let them. There's these listeners that started zooming in on my haircuts. It was like, hey, Bonte, you're getting a little soft in the corners.
Yeah.
It got to me. Ask Guru about this stuff. Brothers, we take pride in our haircuts.
And
get a little sensitive when it comes to the receding hairline. So
well,
I'm going to let this thing go for as long as it can.
Let it go, because I'm at the spot, and I look at my partner here.
Great hair.
Well, the salt is now outnumbering the pepper, but he at least has something to work with.
It's salt and Lowry's. It's not salt and pepper anymore.
The only good thing about being bald is that my budget for haircuts is down to zero.
That's good.
I buy one of those shavers once a year, and that's it.
That's good.
Let's do one more, if you will, man. Let's talk to Brandon in Fairfield. Hey, Brandon, thank you for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love your show. First time calling in right now.
Thanks, Brandon.
I see Kuminga being with us for the rest of the year because we need the size at the position, because we don't know what's going to go on with Andrew Wiggins in his personal life. Andrew Wiggins looks locked in, but he can never keep it alive over the past couple of years. This man said that Jordan Kuminga has coming into this year.
Ugh. Brandon,
yeah, Brandon,
your phone,
we're losing you,
yeah,
Brandon.
Your phone kind of crapped out on us there. But, you know, just to the point that he's making with regard to needing the size of Kuminga, I mean, yes and no. Like, I agree with the concept. Mm. I'd love to see Jonathan play even a little bit bigger than he plays.
Right.
He has some size. I think that's one of the things he still needs to work on, actually.
There's no doubt. And we don't know if he's a 3 or 4 or you play in positionless basketball. We do want to see him grab a lot more rebounds, but in today's NBA, everybody's shooting threes, right?
Yeah.
So you got to get a lot more longer rebounds, and a lot more guards are going to rebound. That's why you see Pajinski's rebounding numbers are up and up and up as he continues to trend, or ascend, I should say, Brandon Pajinski in his second year. So, Kuminga, look, you need his athleticism. He's the most athletic player on your team in a league full of athletes.
Yep.
And at some point, you got to guard the LeBron Jameses of the world. These wings all around the league, especially in the Western, Anthony Edwards is in Minnesota. You know, Dallas has Luka and Kyrie. It would be nice to have somebody to try to slow those guys down on the wing. So I do think there's a role for Kuminga on this team. I would try to hold on to him. I'm glad they didn't move him in the offseason, especially for like a Paul George.
Right.
I know there's conflicting reports in. Well, he wasn't part of the deal. You bet your ass he was part of that deal.
Of course he was part of
that deal for the
Clippers. If he wasn't part of that deal, then he would have been part of the other
marketing deal.
Deal.
No doubt about that. So I'm
I'm actually glad, and I would rather just see it through because the Warriors, as an organization, are in a great spot.
Yeah.
Pardon me, as the Flynn gets me, they have their finances in order. They got picks. You have assets to trade for a superstar who becomes disgruntled down the line. Maybe a Giannis. I don't know. Because Milwaukee, I'm watching that situation. Said that thing's about to implode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very fast.
And
it's not working.
He's the ultimate target. You know, Joe Lacob loves him. But then you start thinking about how many players you'd have to aggregate to get up there. And, you know,
it's a lot.
And the downside of a trade this year is that you have so many guys making 7 and 8 and 9 million that now you're going to have to trade Wiggins and 3 of those guys. To match up a salary for a big boy.
I agree. But I like this team as is. I like where they're at as an organization. You could just play this thing through. Get off to a great start. Reassess the situation week by week, month by month, because this road trip coming up is going to be a tough one. It's grueling. The 5-game road trip coming up for the Warriors after this game. So you try to get this one, bank these wins early in the West, and then we'll see what happens here. But I think it's much to do about nothing.
Yeah.
The drama with Kuminga. They got a great win. Why aren't we talking
great
about
win.
The great
no,
win?
No.
Like,
great
they're
win.
Down
Let's
20,
talk about
and we
Lindy
have funeral
Waters
vibes.
For a minute.
Lindy Waters.
Dude.
How did they get him in? They got to get him in, Bonte. He was brilliant last night.
I could not believe my eyes. They were down 20. I'm like, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here comes Fire Kerr and fire this guy and trade this guy. Morton is going to be a nightmare here. Dread this one. And then all of a sudden they flip it because Lindy Waters a third. Shooting, rebounding, running the floor.
Floor general.
Oh, my gosh.
So
and that speaks also to the OKC and their player development program. They had him in the wings. That's if they had Lindy Waters on that roster right now. So Lindy Waters playing well. Buddy Buckets.
I love Buddy
Hills.
My favorite player right now.
Oh, my
the team
gosh. Are you kidding
love
me?
The Buckets. Yep. No doubt.
So it's a good win. And I think Kuminga, look, that stuff's going to sort itself out. It was a bit misleading when it came to Shams Charania. As we see, I don't know what James Kincaid
is. It's Raymond Ritter.
It's Raymond Ritter.
It's Raymond
Ritter. Oh, my
Ritter.
Gosh. Oh,
with the vest and the ball.
You only just you need white shoes. If you had white shoes, you'd have nailed that outfit.
No doubt.
Well, you know what? We iced James Kincaid out because a lot of us there didn't get an invite to the wedding. And Nick Friedell, cousin Nick, texts us, hey, man, how about Kincaid's wedding? How are you guys doing? We're like, wait a minute. Friedell was here in the Bay Area for 3 years. I've been knowing Jimbo for over a decade.
Dude, this is how I felt about the Stephen Langford wedding.
Oh,
all you guys are delighted.
Both of you. You got iced out. You got iced out.
You're jumping into Guru's territory. Guru's the one who complains about no wedding invites.
But yeah, he never goes.
Territory.
Yeah, he never goes. That's why he doesn't get invited. He just wants to be invited.
That's so fun.
Hey, man, thank you for stopping
by. Thank you, B.
Anytime, man. You guys are killing it.
Do your thing.
Always good to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.